Social Splash. Conversation Analysis.
Hi, I'm Dave Salmon, and you're listening to Socialising with Salmon, the radio programme that teaches you how to hold successful conversations in English. This week, you're invited to a party to practice a bit of small talk. Brian and Joanna are already there. Let's see how they're doing. Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Brian, how's tricks?
Cool. I've just been in the Caribbean for 2 weeks, in fact. Let's pause there. What are Joanna's options? Well, she could be friendly and show interest.
Really? Lucky you. Did you have a good time?
Or she could remain neutral.
Oh, yes.
Or she could decide that Brian's boasting and needs to be cut down to size.
I was there last year. Couldn't stand it. Too many tourists. Went to Borneo this year. Much better.
Or she could try to steer the conversation in a more interesting direction.
Pass the sandwiches, will you?
What do you think Joanna will do? Let's listen and see. Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Brian, how's tricks?
Cool. I've just been in the Caribbean for 2 weeks, in fact.
Pass the sandwiches, will you?
OK, nice one, Joanna. So, what can Brian do? Well, he can gently remind Joanna of the original topic of the conversation. They had great sandwiches in the Caribbean. Or he can show interest in Joanna. Here you are. Did you have a good holiday, Joanna? Or he can remain neutral, allowing Joanna the freedom to develop the conversation, since she doesn't seem interested in Brian's Caribbean holiday. Fish paste or cheese and tomato? Okay, so back to the party. What do you think is going to happen? Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Brian. How's tricks?
Cool. I've just been in the Caribbean for 2 weeks, in fact.
Pass the sandwiches, will you?
Fish paste or cheese and tomato? Well, we're really going places now. The ball's in Joanna's court. Let's consider the possibilities. So, Joanna could return to the topic of Brian's holiday.
Cheese and tomato, please. So which island did you visit?
Alternatively, Joanna might just be using the sandwiches as a device to give herself control of the topic of the conversation. Perhaps she has some important news to tell her friend.
Cheese and tomato, please. Guess what? Bob and I are getting married in May.
Then again, Joanna might just be hungry.
Cheese and tomato, ta.
Let's listen in. Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Brian. How's tricks?
Cool. Just been in the Caribbean for 2 weeks, in fact.
Pass the sandwiches, will you?
Fish paste or cheese and tomato?
Cheese and tomato, ta.
Right, so what can Brian do to get out of the conversation cul-de-sac Joanna has guided him into? Well, he could show interest in Joanna's hunger. Try the fish paste ones. They're delicious. Or he could try to grab Joanna's attention by shifting to a new topic. That's okay. Have you ever read any of Haruki Murakami's novels? Another gambit, which might really make Joanna sit up and take notice, would be to echo his original topic. I said I've just been in the Caribbean for 2 weeks. Or why not throw responsibility for the conversation back to Joanna? That's okay. Can you pass me that bowl of peanuts? Okay, here goes. What's Brian going to do? Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Brian. How's tricks?
Cool. I've just been in the Caribbean for 2 weeks, in fact.
Pass the sandwiches, will you?
Fish paste or cheese and tomato?
Cheese and tomato. Ta.
That's okay. Can you pass me that bowl of peanuts? Oh, dear. Joanna's in all sorts of trouble here. But don't worry. There's always somewhere to hide. For example...
Actually, I think it's an ashtray. Would you like it anyway?
Or Joanna could use Brian's request as a springboard into a new phase of the conversation.
Did I ever tell you that I'm allergic to peanuts?
Another conversational gambit open to Joanna is to take Brian by surprise with a swift change of topic.
The box jellyfish of Australia is the most poisonous animal on Earth.
Or she could bail out and surrender with a closing gambit.
Where's the toilet?
Back to the party. Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Brian. How's tricks?
Cool. Just been in the Caribbean for 2 weeks, in fact.
Pass the sandwiches, will you?
Fish paste or cheese and tomato?
Cheese and tomato. Ta.
That's okay. Can you pass me that bowl of peanuts?
Where's the toilet?
Upstairs, second on the right. Game, set and match to Joanna, I think. Well, that's all we have time for. Join me again next week. And until then, keep talking. It's the best way to make friends.